Grain futures, well, if turnaround Tuesday doesn't get your early week boost, hang around Wednesday tries to do just that. Of course, overnight, we made new highs for the week. Corn getting to the 200-day moving average as soybeans went through the $12 mark, both on the spot contracts and the new crop contract. Rumors continue to persist that we will see China announcing flash sales this morning of some beans. We got that. Almost 500,000 metric tons of beans of new crop status, September, October purchases. But that wasn't the real push. At 3 in the morning, when all of our grain trade did push out lows, same thing with the wheat market, challenging the highs of June before retreating, obviously, on the sell the buy the rumor, sell the fact style. President Trump reiterated that, well, I guess that treaty little deal we had with Iran, it's no longer. We're going to bomb them, and we're going to bomb them hard. Well, crude oil bolted to $76 a barrel this morning. Of course, that's in retreat as well, because then Trump comes along an hour or so later and says, well, we'll get the price of oil down. But anyway, back to the beginning. The grain trade making new highs for the week overnight, getting hit with farmer selling, profit-taking from a massive move since June 30th, whatever you want to call it, kind of in vogue for the middle of the week, because to end the week, we have a WASD crop report out at 11 o'clock. USDA will give us supply-demand numbers. They're going to have to rectify this strong export sales numbers we've had that they are still woefully behind on. That would lower our carryouts by another 25 to possibly 50 million bushels. We had good ethanol grind again this morning. Our numbers were up from over last week, produced 321 million gallons. That's 1% higher than a year ago. And we're seeing more disappearance of the product. Well, that's because we're using it with less oil supplies for us to utilize as we sell our strategic reserve to the world as far as the crude oil is concerned. So grain trade, solid performance overnight. Hit it during the day session with the vigilantes that always arrive at 8:30. With that, we have the corn market now down 8.5 cents, 455 and three quarters. The September contract old crop off 9.5 cents, 435 and a half. The wheat Chicago September down 10 cents, 608 and a half. Kansas off 8.25, 644 and a half. Minneapolis September giving up 4.25 cents to 628 and three quarters. December off 4 cents, 651 and a quarter. In the soybeans, we are now down about a penny and three quarters on August, 11.92. New crop November down 6 cents, 11.91 and three quarters. And that's the fight is between meal and soybean oil. Soybean oil up 2.17 a pound on the December contract, 69.44 diesel fuel. Soybean meal. I'm looking over diesel fuel. Soybean meal down $5.60 a ton. $310.90. Oh, by the way, the canola contract, November, up $23 Canadian at $783.90. Now, livestock futures. Lower was sharply lower earlier in the session. We are substantially off the lows by $7 on feeder cattle, actually coming back to trade unchanged in the session. August live cattle, they tumbled that market $3.50 during the low tide that we had seen around 10:30. Recovering off those lows considerably, but damage is done on the charts. The markets are trending down, just looking for short covering bounces here and there. Obviously, the cash trade will likely be lower this week. Cattle for choice, beef box beef prices down 356. Select off 299. Feeder index down 244, 370. 75. So downtrends are intact. That doesn't mean rallies can't occur. That's what has happened. We're off the lows $2.50 on August live cattle, but we're still down $1.42 at $2.37. October cattle down $1.05, $2.3297, almost $3 off their lows. December cattle off $1.07, $2.3292. Feeder cattle, August $3.6052. That's down 12 cents. That is almost $7 off the lows made earlier today at 10:30. September feeders down 7 cents, 357.32. October down 27 cents, 353.50. How about those January feeders? Down a buck at 343.10. They're $5 off. No, yeah, $5 off morning lows. Volatility in the cattle trade, but downward trends intact. Hog futures have been pounded into the ground here over the past several months. The heat coming in the western parts of the Corn Belt going to be heating up a lot of these hog barns, pulling back production prospects, always throws the hog market in a tizzy to the upside. The July hogs up 97 cents, 94.42, but August up 280, 99.72. October up 392, 85.57. Over in the metal markets, gold for August down $76 an ounce, $4,081. Silver for September, giving up $2.65, 58.68. The Bitcoin July contract looks like she's down $1,465 at $62,515. Now, crude oil, we're sharply higher, but off session highs by $2. We're still holding a gain of $3.42 at $73.87. Gasoline up 14.5 cents a gallon, $3.10. Diesel fuel, this is why I was looking away earlier, up 36.25 cents a gallon, $3.66 and a quarter cents. Any questions on trading commodity futures, or how about getting a look at our newsletter? Go to our website, heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are there if you want to call us. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.